Welcome to Nature vs. Nurture, an insight podcast.
He's rattled.
This podcast is about the who, what, when, where, and why of nutrition.
You really want to know what's not a big fucking help?
Humans are a complex organism, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it.
Honestly, guys, this is the first time I've ever really talked about it in a public forum.
Well, I found it just super awesome how, like I said, yesterday I was with some friends, and we were playing the Oculus Rift, which is a VR. And man, three games really that we played. One was Beat Saber, one was Robo Recall, and the other one was Gorn. And if you could, like, you can't tell me that I wasn't burning calories, because I was drenched. Like, especially the Beat Saber, you're jumping up and down, ducking, you're swiping, and like, man, it is a crazy workout. Like, can you imagine? I was thinking, imagine, and I'm sure that this is going to head this way in the future, is running on a treadmill with this on, and you're running on a beach, or you could do something cool. You're running away from like zombies or something like that.
There is, that exists.
There you go.
I was just looking it up. There are such a thing. So yeah, as the faster you run, the quicker you get away from the zombie.
Or on, like, a treadmill. I guess,
on the treadmill. Yeah. Man, and there's some with bikes. So basically you're pedaling your bike, and you know, you've seen those where you look at the screen and you follow this guy on a Google map, like,
yeah,
thingy. But now it's VR. So you're like, if you turn your head, you see what's around you, right?
It's kind of so cool, man. That is the future of exercise, I guess, or just future of gaming in general, I think, in my opinion. But,
well, it's also the past of gaming, because it's something like that. Like,
that's true.
Dance Dance Revolution and things like that have been around forever, where you see somebody at the mall just ripping it on the
right? That's true, man. You'd see some people and they're just dredging,
holding the bar and just giving it, and everybody just like gather around and watch. And the same thing sort of when somebody's playing a VR, you, like you said, using the Oculus Rift, because you're like, this idiot is playing with the paddles or Beat Saber or something.
Oh, man.
But
man, I exercise when I play Mario. I'm standing up and moving with the Mario.
Oh, yeah. So tense. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I was eating, like, you were saying this back in the day. Like, it started back in the day for me with the Nintendo Pad. Power Pad, I think it was called. That's might show my age here, but it was like a little pad. You hooked your Nintendo, and it was like 6 dots, I think it was. No, it was 9 dots. 6 dots. Yeah. And you would run on them, like, and it was an Olympics game. You would run on them, and then you would jump to do the hurdles. Man, oh, it was cool. There's even warnings on it, like if you get dizzy, like, you know, take a break and stuff like that. I mean, it was pretty neat.
I remember that first time I tried the VR with you and Freddie. We played Gorn, and you almost knocked down the TV.
Well, man, you really lose. You lose your surroundings. You lose everything in there. It's like, you think you're facing one direction, but it's not at all.
Yeah.
So is there really any benefit to any of those? Like, obviously you're working up a sweat, but like, do you think there's more benefit than there is detraction from it? Like, being a personal trainer, Joel, would you advise somebody like, hey, yeah, could you get like a half hour a Wii in a day? Like, just use your Oculus Rift a half hour a day.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, really here, the solution is whatever works. If you find running on a treadmill boring,
that's me,
or if you don't want to go outside, or if you're afraid to go to gym, or if you don't have any weights and what you have is a Wii or some sort of console, I would say yes, man. That's like anything that gets you moving, really. It'll never replace your deadlifts and your squat at the gym, but you know, it's moving is moving. If you're looking to lose calories and just get exercising, it's perfect, right?
Yeah. What you mean nice, something you can even do is you can just even incorporate it like here and there and add it to on top of it, like to mix it up. Because like running on a treadmill or elliptical for me is like, I know I have to do it, but it's painful to me. Like, I like to disguise my cardio in things, like playing a sport or you know, something that, so this would be, I'm having fun. You could play with the kids. Even you can encourage. I can encourage my kids to get on it. You know, like and do it and play, right? And move. Like, better than just sitting there watching a video, like, you know, doing nothing, right?
Yeah, because I find you can use your Netflix on your phone, but I find what happens, and my wife told me the same, is you start looking at the show and you just kind of get complacent and you're just kind of pedaling real slow and you're more focused on your show than you are on pedaling faster. And get, because the truth is, if you start pedaling like a maniac or running on the clock, you won't be able to watch the show, right?
No.
So this is where VR could be interesting, because you're actually interacting with the game and it gets intense, and so it works with you, right?
You know, that's a good point. You know, I mean, that might even be better, because think about, like, when you're in your game and stage, you ever had it? Like, I could sit in front of a game for hours.
Yeah.
Like 6-7 hours I could spend just, you know, mashing the buttons. But you couldn't do that with VR, because you'd be so gassed, man. Like, you have to take a break, because you're just like, oh, I'm sweating, I can't breathe. Like, so it's almost like a good thing. Like, it'll take them away from their videos, on top of getting them cardio and getting them exercise. I think it actually might be better.
And I see this becoming big, because first, you can track. It's like the smartwatch and all that. You can track your steps. You can track your progress. You can track everything. And especially with COVID, winter, you know, all the times that you can't go outside to your workout, you're inside on your treadmill, and it's like you're outside. But you're tracking all your progress, and it's still like you're outside. So I think it's going to become more and more, like, people are going to get on board with it. Yeah.
Well, imagine,
I'm glad you brought up the app too, just, or not the app, but the competition that we're doing too, just because that was something for me that I was like, the other night, you guys saw it, or anybody who's in the group saw it, I was like, well, frig, I'm too competitive for this. I'm in last place.
I had it got you out.
Step, right? Yeah. And it literally at 10 p.m., I hit the trail and I was like, all right, I'm going for a run. I ran a 5K and I didn't do so well the rest of the week just because I've been busy. But having that, like, competition, that edge, I never really wanted a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or whatever. I guess it'd be an Android watch for me, but it's something that competition is huge, and being able, like you say, to track that constantly on your treadmill, and, like, instead of just saying, hey, I hit the gym, I can rep this much, or I can do this much. That's good benefit. But for somebody who's just looking to lose weight, to be able to say, hey, I ran how far, or I ran this many steps, or I sweat out 6 hours playing Beat Saber on the Oculus Rift.
I like that too, man. Like you said, like it almost gamifies it again. It gives it a little competition and makes it kind of fun with this tracker now. And it's like, instead of just grueling it out, like, oh, I got to go for a 10K run. Now you got that motivation. You got that, like, drive. Okay, I'm going to have some fun, push the rest of the group. You know, it's the best way to do it, honestly.
Oh yeah, at first I didn't really get it. I was like, it's just steps, like, why do I care if I count my steps or not? But now it's almost like you can track your days. Like, some days, like the other day, I was on the road all day, I had like 3,000 steps, and that's where you realize, wow, I did not move a lot today. Or some days I'm just busy doing renovation or trying to finish my basement. All of a sudden, I look at my watch, I got 15,000 steps. I didn't work out or anything. I was just busy, right? So it tells you, like, okay, today I did good. Today I should probably go out for a walk or a run, like you did, Ben.
Do something, yeah.
And like Greg said about disguising your workouts, I hated going to the gym. In university, I loved looking good, but I never did, because it was the impetus. I went to UNB, so walking down that hill and the idea of walking back.
Coming back up, hill, oof.
Oh, just killed me. So I was like, I just don't want to. And then I worked on a farm for a summer, and I was like, I love this. I could do this all the time. I remember when I worked at Princess Auto in Moncton, my girlfriend and I had a competition. My girlfriend at the time and I had a competition of how many steps we'd get in a day. But I was working full time and going to school full time for welding school. So I would have my watch on counting my steps, and I'd get easy 20, 25,000 steps a day.
Wow.
And she would be getting, because she worked as a social worker, she'd be getting 3, maybe 4, which is what I'm getting now on the app. And just to see how that's flopped.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Yeah.
But it does make a big difference on your output. Like, if you counted your calories spent, like, that could make a big difference in your weight loss, you know, journey.
Well, it's the same thing now. It's now you're keep tracking your exercise,
yep,
and doing it for you. The technology is convenient doing it for you. Like I said, if you had something that, I guess you have manual ways of tracking your calories and your water intake, but this is just automatic. I mean, like, oh crap, I didn't do anything. I got to go do something. Oh, hey, I want to go have some fun, but I also want to, get a sweat on. go grab Beat Saber, go grab the VR, right? Like, and it's just like,
and that point too, your body isn't telling you like, oh, I'm kind of peckish, I could use a snack. Your body's telling you, I'm hungry, feed me.
Right.
You don't have time to think about, okay, what do I need? You need to eat something, because if you burn that many calories, really it doesn't, I mean, it does matter. You need to eat quality food and you need to eat good stuff, but you will crave that quality food, because if you are expending that much energy on a regular basis, your body needs those healthy fats and needs those vegetables, needs those amino acids from those proteins to be able to continue with that pace that you're
going. Absolutely.
When is the next challenge? You is it done yet, Neil? Or Neil?
What is your name? Nope.
What is your name?
It's going to be, no, tomorrow's going to be just 7 days in. So we got another 7 days to go.
Oh, man, I want to get in the next one. I missed
that. Well, I can probably post one, because there's only 10 participants, right? So we can probably add some more.
I see it's doing. Let's run another one. Let's see if it's post it. And can we run another one?
Yeah. You know what we should try while we're talking about game and zombies? There's this cool app. You've seen it, Greg.
Yeah.
This zombie chasing.
I would try that.
Step challenge. I'll post that out to the group. That'd be very interesting.
I would definitely try that one. So you just, what is that one? It's the same idea through your Fit Tracker and you.
Yeah. So basically, if I understand it right, you can use your step and your time to escape the zombies. And to say today you were busy, Greg, and you only got 2,000 steps in, and the zombies are getting to, and they got you on the floor, I can use my steps to save you.
Oh, that's cool. Pretty cool.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I use my steps and my activity time to save you.
Would you really save me, though? I don't think you would.
No, yeah, I would totally leave you behind, for sure.
But that also means you have to do more steps, because that would diminish your steps.
Yeah, and then you're kind of hurting the team if you're falling behind and they have to give you their points and all that. You're hurting the team, so you kind of feel bad. So that's another way to kind of make it competitive.
And that correlates, too, even into a workplace. Like, that is a fun and that's a game, but that's the reality of a workplace, too, is that if you are not on your game and you're not eating well, you're not getting sleep, you're not exercising, you are just a poor slug in the office and you're not able to perform, not able to do your job. So it's the same thing. If you're
absolutely
looking for motivation and you need something to exercise, an app is great. But if you want to outperform and be the best at your job, you also need to be healthy for that too.
That's very, very true. Yep. I like that. Yep. I like that a lot.
And that's where.
Go ahead, Joel.
I was just going to say, that's where I find fitness and nutrition goes. Some people decide to, and you don't have to train, you know, if you want to be healthy. Having a proper nutrition can get you there. But I find exercising and following some sort of exercise plan or trying to get more steps will get you, like you said earlier, to crave the good food, right?
Yeah.
Because I find when I don't work out, let's say if I take a week off, I'm more tempted to just go out and eat the crappy stuff. Yeah. But if I work out, I'm like, wow, my body kind of needs that protein. It needs that proper food. So they go hand in hand.
And it's something too, that if you have that material lying around, I like how sort of Neil has alluded to this a little bit, and I'll try not to butcher the analogy, but if you have a bunch of, or a budget, if you have a budget of how much you can spend, and then you completely change what you're spending, and then your intake is still the same, your body is still thinking that it needs that many calories. So it's still hungry for 3,000, 6,000 calories, if that's what you're getting in. And then if you're not using those, it's going to be storing those as fat. It's going to be holding those, because it's like, hold on, we needed these. We might need these later. So it's something that your body just needs to get used to. And then that is a process. Any life change, you sort of have to get used to, whether it's mental health wise or physically or fitness, you just need to be able to get used to some sort of change, because otherwise you're going to fall off the deep end.
Yep. Yep. Something else that I've seen in the gym. I don't know if you've ever seen those. Have you ever seen the machines that tells you if you did a proper rep?
No.
So basically, I remember I've got some family living in Alberta, and a couple of years back, we went for a visit, and there's this small gym nearby. Anyways, I went there for the day or two, and I was surprised to see these cool machines I've never seen before in gyms around here. And basically, say, for example, a chest press machine. Yeah, these little lights, and then it would tell you basically, so when you came back, so your stretch was good, and then if you reach all the way out to do the full, you know, push and then the full stretch. And then if you did both, you'd be in the green. But if you kind of went, can you half-ass it? You just went like this, like some people do. It would tell you that's not a full rep. So it kind of told it, it, you know, because you get tired. You know, sometimes you don't think about it. You just want to do the rep. So you're trying to reach 12, but you're not thinking of proper form. And it would tell you this is not a complete rep by the seeing that red light or that yellow light kind of in between.
In between. That's very interesting. I wonder if that would be probably greater for like good for like how would you do for squats and deadlifts? Because I don't know, a lot of people have form issues.
Yeah, it doesn't really apply to everything else, but it's kind of, you know, for a beginner that doesn't like a lot of people doesn't know that they don't know that you need to go. You've seen people at gym.
That's one of the biggest things.
And just go like this to the top portion. You can go so much heavier this way, but it's not really doing anything for you, right?
That's a big thing. A lot of people's issues is their form. And they go in there, they have bad form, they don't do it right, they hurt themselves, or they don't get the complete rep and actually do it. That's cool. I've never seen that before. Technology at its best.
Yeah, and that would translate, like, it doesn't really, I find this interesting because it doesn't really need to translate directly to a squat, but like, they'll think, oh, yeah, you're right. I should go all the way and come back all the way. And then they do their squats. I should probably apply the same logic to my squats. I should probably apply the same to my free weight bench press or dumbbell press. So I find it's kind of a cool, I haven't seen those around here since that.
Man,
that
was I don't, a couple I don't years know about ago. You, man, but I would be like, that would drive me. I would have to be in the green rep. It would kill. It would destroy me. Exactly. I couldn't get back. So it would force me for good technique. I really liked it. That's really cool.
Yeah, well, it's not replacing your personal trainer, but it's a good idea. I find
definitely a good starter too for people who are nervous at the gym, don't necessarily want a personal trainer, but if you want to start trying different machines or trying different workouts to jump into that. I remember the first time really thinking about range of motion was when I was in high school in biology class, and our teacher taught us about a bodybuilder he knew that was just full of himself, and he was going to go move this vending machine. So he went over to the vending machine and then he just outstretched his arms and went to pull and completely tore his biceps because he didn't have range of motion. So when your arms are completely straight and you try to pull, you don't have that kind of strength if you're just doing curls, because curls, typically you stop here and you don't go all the way. So that engages different muscles.
You would go all the way. It's just, you're not forward like this. So basically when you curl, your elbows are aligned with your body, and it's actually good to, it's good to give the stretch. I always thought that people that didn't give the stretch are missing out on the full range of motion. So yes, you should stretch it out, but not in front of you like this.
Yeah.
Yes, you're asking for trouble if you're trying to lift something from far and like, you know, the weight's not centered around your core, but yeah.
Know what you're capable of and try to do that. Don't try to do anything you're not comfortable doing. That's why I like people in the app who've been able to reach out to you specifically, Joel, and just like, hey, is there something different I could do because my knees are hurting or something, this just isn't working right, and then being able to adjust that just a little bit, just tweak it to be able to help people.
You gotta tell people about Beat Saber. Just gotta buy a VR, sorry guys.
Invest thousands or hundreds. I don't know how much video.
They're actually not bad. They're coming down. And I looked the other day, they're $500. I was like, that's not awful when you look at like all the other technologies. I mean, you can buy some smartwatches that are the same price. I mean, you can buy, you know, friggin' other things that are like a PS4, PS5, they're the same price. So it's not crazy. And the technology behind it is getting better. Like I looked at one version you can get that's completely mobile. It's an Oculus Quest. It runs off of, like mobile technology. So it's, it's really, and it's like, if you can do the comparison between the two, it's not that bad, man. Like
not that far off. Eh?
So like, we're getting there. Like we're getting to the point where, you know, you go for a jog with this on and you can pretend you're running from, you know, I don't know how you're running out, running the stuff, but you know what I mean? Like, but this one has cameras built on the outside. So like, you don't run into walls and stuff like that. Like it's pretty, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's probably gonna get smaller and smaller to a point where it just feels like a pair of glasses.
I guess I mean, like we could eventually get that way, and then you're doing some pretty cool stuff, and you're tricking yourself into exercising. Because I guess that's the big thing for a lot of people. I find is like, oh, why would I go run the treadmill? Or why would I go work out when I can, you know, I had a hard day at work, I can go sit down and play a video game. Okay, Well, now, okay, you want to sit down and play a video game? Fire this on, and you're going to work up a sweat, and you're not going to know it.
Yeah.
So you're getting in shape at the same time you're doing, you know, you're getting your downtime or your leisure time or your game time or whatever in. So.
Yeah, you might get some people in shape that didn't even want to get in shape in the first place, just right? Indirectly like this, yeah.
Wasn't that the original impetus for Pokemon Go to be able to get people outside, like genuinely? I remember,
right.
Again.
Yeah. You're right, man. You're right.
When I was in university, we'd like be at a party at 2 a.m. and then you'd be running down the street because you're like, I gotta catch the Pokemon. And then you'd, because other people would be seeing the same thing, people would be like driving by the street and then just have their phones out the window for a minute. And then that was always the cheater way, but.
Man, that was you're right though, because I remember when it first kind of dropped and like you'd go downtown here in Fredericton and there was just tons of people out doing it. So it got people out moving. But funny you say that, the cheat. I forget where I was the other day and I saw this rig that was like swinging back and forth on and had a phone on it. I asked the guy, what is that? He's like, oh, this guy plays Pokemon Go. So he's trying to hatch eggs or something. So he had this thing that was you're losing the whole point of it right now.
Yeah. But, I mean,
there's always going to be those people.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. So since we've started talking about it, we've sort of brought it up a little bit. And since Neil's not here and has no input on the video game side of things, what is your top, let's say, 5 workout video games that you've done? Like Dance Dance Revolution to your Blade Saber,
Beat Saber.
Beat Saber, thank you.
Man, that's the one for me that I was like, this is gross, but I was drenched. Like, I was literally drenched playing it. But I didn't care because I was just loving it, going to the beat. You mean like jump up and down? So that, for me, was like, I was very impressed. And I remember Team Tank, I was like, man, that is a workout and a half. Like, wow.
Oh, I would guess the person who had to put on that.
I know, well, we had the little extra socks, whatever that go over them. So, but mine was.
The next user coming in is like, oh.
Ooh. That's a downside to it, too. It's like sharing, it's not the best.
Yeah, that'd be a downside for sure.
All right, Joel, what about you?
Actually, I've never really tried much of them. The only one I've tried actually is Dance Dance Revolution, and I'm not much of a dancer, but I would work out a sweat for sure.
Was it at home or was it like one of the mall ones, like the big?
No, with the kids home. We had Wii. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do this in public.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Didn't the Wii have something? Wii Sport or Wii Fitness?
Yeah,
or
yeah. Like we actually had, it was a board, yeah, you step on. But I've never used it. I wouldn't know how it works, to be honest. Like it collected dust in the.
But never used it.
Yeah. But excuse me. When I met my wife, she owned it already, so she brought it. Okay. Yeah, she had it, but we've never used it once. I don't think we had the game or whatever that matched with it. I don't know.
Do you still have it? I say you should pull it out if you do.
Oh, no, it's long gone.
Oh, okay.
I got the Switch now. I'm sure there's probably stuff on the Switch for that.
Man, even I remember playing the Switch or like the Wii beforehand, where like you do the bowling and the batting and the sports stuff. Like, man, I would get a little glaze on for sure from doing that. Like
the tennis or ping pong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you get some activity. You don't realize it. Like I'm pretty pumped that like, this is the future, the way towards gaming. Cause like you're sitting there and just mashing buttons and just wasting your time. No offense, but now with this incorporated, it's such a good way to, especially with the millennials, man, all they do now or whatever, what's the next generation, Gen Z or Gen X or whatever they are?
Gen Z, yeah.
Gen Z, they're all growing into technology. They're all growing into mobile phones and YouTube at the touch of their fingers, right? So there almost has to be a way to get them to move and get them to exercise. And with VR and all these things coming out, it's the perfect way. Like, okay, you want to play Skyrim for 6 hours? Well, put it on the VR. Here you go. And you'll get exercise. You'll get... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
And they get it young too, because my son William is only 8, and like I gotta put a serious stop to the gaming every day, because like if we don't, like he's gonna stay on it all day long. Like he could play it for 6 hours.
Oh yeah,
just man. Like a zombie in front of the TV. So and when we take it from him, he's pretty pissed. Like it's very addictive. It's actually very addicting, gaming.
Big time.
And you lose so, like you said, like time passes just like that. You could be gaming for 4 hours and then you just lost that time of your day doing what, like just
Right. So virtual. Here's the thing too. Now if you had a VR system with this or whatever, would you be able to do it that long? Because you'd have to take a break. You'd have to take a break, get some water. Like, oh man, I'm tired. Like, I mean, like, exactly. It like almost forces you to stop. You mean like it's. I find it really interesting that way.
It's very interesting, especially that gamers. I'm not putting everyone in the same boat, but you've seen a lot of the gamers with the Monster energy drink and a couple slices of pizza and the chips. And just like gaming all night, staying awake on the Monster energy drinks. And like, I'm not saying everybody does that, but I'm just, it's like
the stereotype of
the stereotype. Yeah, exactly. So in their case, that could probably be good for them, for those who does
like yeah. that. It forced them to do something, right? Or it would force, like, if they got to play their game, they've got to play it with exercise, which is, you know, that's the end goal, is it not? Like, to move.
Yeah, well, and it might be something interesting for video game developers to incorporate in, because the goal of a video game developer would be to get people to play it longer. So if the levels are such that it's high intensity, low intensity, then you get to cool off and then go sort of like on a side quest. Like, okay, this isn't as strenuous. And then, okay, it builds it back up, builds your heart rate.
Yeah.
It'd just be a
side quest
for them.
Like, or like boss fights were like more intense, because you mean like, and then after you're done, like, hey, like, I need a second.
Oh, and you're not in shape enough to beat the boss.
Right. Man, that would be actually kind of cool. You're like, you've got to get to a certain, you got to get to a certain cardio. Like, your character level's up. Well, you got to get your cardio up to beat this. Yeah. That could be a.
Yeah, your heart rate, your resting heart rate just got down. Level up one.
Man, you never know, though.
Every time you turn on the game, it's like, ooh, your resting heart rate is a little high. We're going to work you a little harder.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a cool – that would be, like, a cool – because, like, if, again, like, I'll be honest. Like, I'm lazy. I'm lazy at times. Like, so I almost, like, need something to kind of give me that push. Do you mean, like, be it, like, a sport activity or, you know, a team setting or, like – but it'd be great to put on some technology. Okay, like, oh, okay, you haven't worked out in 2 days. We're going to push you. Do you mean like, so you do like, you could even do, think about it, you could probably do some sort of like Tai Bo or whatever. What's the other one? Insanity. You could do it VR technically, man. Like, because you're following what they're doing. Drop down, do push-ups. You know, do high, like, you could do it all in that setting. And like, you look around, you could see other people doing it with you in it. Like,
that might be a bit awkward with the big thingy on your face, but
it straps on pretty tight, man. Like, you'd be surprised. Yeah, yeah.
Because you'd be bouncing that thing around.
Well, you're bouncing around the thing now, so
it doesn't. I suppose.
It's really tight. I mean, you could find ways to do it, but that'd make it cool. Like, now you're in like a team environment, or like a class setting. You mean, like, or imagine doing it from your home, but like logging into through your VR, and you're in like a good life class, but virtual. With COVID, for example.
Yeah.
So like, everyone's in the class in with it, and you're in there too, and you're virtual doing it in your living room. Like, you don't even have to leave your house. You can join your classes. You don't have to worry about another pandemic shutting it down. Like, it's the potential's there anyway, right? Like,
it's very Matrix-esque, right?
It's a little bit.
Plugs in, is like, okay, I'm gonna learn some Tai Bo, and then it's like, all right, I learned.
Yeah.
Download.
A few seconds later, you're an expert.
Yeah, that would be amazing. When that happens, I mean, it's going to be a good time.
We'll do another podcast on this.
next time Neil isn't around, we'll have to do another video game podcast. But
aside from that, what else do we have from technology that could help us get, I guess, perfect example, our fitness app, apps on our phone. They're great to track everything, basically.
I'm looking for a good sleep tracker right now. I only have my phone. I don't have a watch to wear, and I'm trying to find a good sleep tracker because my girlfriend has a Apple Watch, and she's been tracking her sleep with that. She gets very little sleep, but I'm trying to see. I'm just curious about what
the Fitbit. I know the Fitbit, and it works. It's not bad.
Mine does, but to a certain level. I think some of them goes in pretty deep, like your sleep cycles, your REM cycles, and all that stuff. That'd be interesting because it can tell you, like, some of them are pretty cheap. So basically how it works is, oh, you're not moving. You must be sleeping. So, but some of them uses your heart rate and all that stuff in your
blood pressure. This one does. Fitbit uses like your heart rate. Cause you're, I guess apparently like during different like levels of sleep, you're like breathing's faster and like heavier and like stuff like that. Yeah. So that's the Fitbit one's not bad. It gives me like, and it tells me, it's weird too. Like, it's pretty close to when I go to sleep, when I actually fall asleep and when I actually wake up, and time wise, it's like, I'm impressed by it. And mine's not even like, mine's the Charge 2, I think it is. So it's, you know, there's,
it's not even the latest version.
No, there's three or four of the ones ahead of it. So they've probably even gotten even better. Right. So
yeah.
I'm impressed by it. I mean, honestly, Ben, I think you can pick these up for nowadays pretty cheap. Like the Charge 2, like, I don't think it's very expensive.
And if you're not into
Apple Watch anyway.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, the Apple Watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not into a watch, now they make the Ring, eh? You can buy
the Ring.
Yeah, it's a Ring.
Seen those. I know.
Get
I
out.
Know
what?
About the, yeah, yeah, it's a ring with the sensors inside the ring, and it reads your blood pressure and all that stuff. You can Bluetooth link your ring to your phone, and it tracks all the same data, except you don't have a screen to see the time.
That is, wow. I've never heard of that. That is cool.
Look it up. Yeah, it's the thing.
So it does the same thing as the tracker, just all the ring, but you can't see the screen and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. There's no screen or anything, but it's
it's all seen through your smartphone,
though. Yeah, if you'll see, if you take the ring off, you have all the green LEDs that they use to track your blood pressure and all that stuff.
That's slick. That is pretty cool. I did not know that existed.
Well, I'm talking about video games, too. It's nice to see people interested in their own, like, how many health points do I have? What is the, just learning about your own stats, or even talking like sports figures, like people get really invested in, like, okay, what's his batting average, but how many goals has he scored? And
right,
being able to know that type of thing, not the same reality, but being able to know that type of thing for yourself. It's like, okay, what is my resting heart rate? What is my regular sleep cycle? Is kind of, well, at least for me, I'm fascinated by those type of stats.
Well, the thing you hit right in the head, man, is how many people actually know that? I don't know my resting heart rate. I know it because of this, but I don't track that. I mean, I don't know how much actual sleep I get every night, but if I do with tracking it, which is, it's a nice little added, you know, feature or bonus, I can go, oh, geez, I actually got, you know, 6 hours sleep, or wow. Or I can understand why I wake up, like, man, I'm tired, and I can look at this and go, geez, I didn't get much actual sleep. I was up a lot. Like, they're nice little tools to have to like, complement everything, right? Like,
yeah, I've never really cared about those until one day I went to the doctor, and that was back when I lived in Fredericton, and I would hill sprint a lot. So I guess my heart rate got pretty good, pretty low, my resting heart. And I went to the doctor once, and they put me on the vital signs monitor. And all of a sudden, it starts beeping. And I was like, am I over? He says, no, you're pretty low, actually, under the 40 or whatever it was. It was pretty low, but I was running a lot at that time. It's like, you must be in shape. It's like, well, I run quite a bit. Yeah. And then got me thinking. I was like, wow, I've never tracked those before. So there's a correlation on how fit you are, I think, anyways. I'm not a doctor, but like, but it's true. When I do a lot more heavy lifting, I notice that my resting heart rate is not as low as I when I go outside and I run a lot, or if I do a lot of insanity, a lot of HIIT workout, it's almost like within a few days I can see the trend go down a little lower. So it's interesting.
Yeah, because that muscle wouldn't have to work as hard for those aerobic exercises. That's really cool. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah,
that is very cool. Man, I want to get that ring. I'm trying to look it up now, man. It sounds amazing.
Wildly around.
Oh yeah, man. I'm looking it up. Like Fitbit ring.
Well, and I think that's the future of technology too, is to learn your own health stats. And that's going to help out, like, not only people understand more about their bodies, but medically too. If you walk into the doctor, like you say, Joel, and you're like, here's all of my information. Like, my girlfriend has a heart condition, and she, through her Apple Watch, can run an EEG and then send it to her doctor. Because a lot of the time, like, oh, I had something go wrong. Well, what happened? We can't mimic it in a lab setting. So in real life, what did happen to you? So I think medically, that'll be cool to move forward with.
Yeah, it's very cool. You can see what time of day it happened, and you can kind of say, oh, usually at this time of day, you're doing that, and that's when that happens. So they can put a logic behind it. Cool.
Man, these things are not cheap.
How much they go for? I've never.
This really one here is $400 US. I guess you look at the Apple Watch. What does that go for? It's up there, isn't it? I think you can pay like $1,000 for it. Some of the different
time, at least. Come on.
At least.
No, but man, think about it though. They're pretty small. Like, it's pretty compact. So, to get all that technology, like, I know watches are totally pretty small, but think of a ring, how slim it is. You got to pack all this technology in that little ring. It's pretty,
It's pretty, the engineering behind it's definitely
Oh, yeah.
High,
And you got to enclose that together so it's a durable ring. You're gonna
this one's even
out.
Waterproof, 100 meters.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Very slick.
They could probably, I'm sure there's some, like my wash can track when I
made
swim.
Made of titanium.
Made of titanium. That'd be so
I know,
light.
Man.
That's crazy.
It's pretty slick. I'm blown away with this. I didn't know this even existed. Huh. Just goes to show, man.
Yeah.
Technology is fascinating. All right, before we cut out, I think that what was that, $400?
Yeah. So
if you want to get yourself a a fancy expensive ass ring.
Yeah. But I mean,
what are they called? What are they called, Greg?
Aura or Ura?
Ura.
Oh,
yeah.
Ura, is it?
Ura. I'm looking it up with the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Ura. Very slick.
The pulse.
But I mean, see, that's the nice thing about technology is as it comes out, it comes down. Like, Joel, your Fitbit tracker is not like a brand name one, isn't it? It was fairly cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a Chinese brand, but it's one of the good ones. You got to be careful because you can get some stuff on Wish for like $5, which I've done before I bought this one.
Garbage.
And it was garbage. It was fake numbers. There's the fake LED in the back thinking you're really getting a heart rate reading, but I put it around a bottle. And it was reading a pulse. So I was like, okay, this is garbage, right?
That's kind of sleazy, but I guess, I mean, you get what you pay for. What was your Mi Band, though? Was it like $100, $50? What?
No, it was $50, I think, before I got
it. That's not bad, man. Like, I remember when they first started coming out,
I looked at a lot of reviews before I bought this one. And this is what I would recommend. If you're getting a watch, if you want to get, like, because there's the market is flooded with these things. Like, you can get a decent watch for 50, you can get a decent watch for 500. You just gotta look your reviews, just search online. Same with the rings. I'm sure if you go on wish.com, there's probably $5 ring that does the same, but they're probably fake, right? So you just gotta do your homework. If you can't find a website behind the product, it's probably crap, right?
Very true.
You too can be an Insight member. For less than $40 a month, you can have a personalized meal plan, access to our app, and our private Facebook group, as well as other perks and prizes. For more information, go to insighthf.com.